Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. It's the 4 o'clock hour. We're glad you're with us. We're glad you're taking us home on your ride back. We're here till 6 o'clock. We're here tomorrow from 2 to 6, and then Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tomorrow from 6 to 7. You have a special guest on a special show.
Yeah, we're at the Milwaukee, doing the Milwaukee Basketball Hour tomorrow night. Bill Michaels is off, so I'm filling in, doing the show with Steve Novak, who does the show every other night, Marquette legend. We'll be at Fuel Cafe on 5th Street tomorrow night from 6 to 7, along with DJ Wilson.
Boom!
So that'll be fun.
Now, Gary likes to come in here when he's looking good after TV, right, Gary? And I kind of go and I take a quick picture of you.
Yeah.
With the outfit going on.
Yeah.
You got to take a picture of whatever DJ Wilson rolls up to the bar with tomorrow.
What do you mean rolls up to?
That guy is always swagging.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen that dude after games?
No.
Oh, man.
Really?
Woo!
Really?
There's not many people that I think can pull off some of the stuff that DJ Wilson is able to pull off, but it's impressive.
Yeah, Michigan man.
Yeah, no one likes that about him, though.
Michigan man.
Yeah, nobody likes that about
You're Ohio State guy, aren't you?
No, nobody likes that about him.
You are an Ohio Wendy's State guy. Don't you root for the Buckeyes?
I do. Yes, I have mine. Yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes.
You root for the Buckeyes?
Yes, I have.
Really am.
I know you are, Gary. That's why I didn't feel like we were going to talk about it, but it's all good. And it's in the open now.
Go.
4 o'clock question here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, you came at this yesterday.
I did.
Discussing that the Eric Bledsoe contract, which we just asked Eric Name about, if it was indeed a hometown discount, 4 years, $70 million for Eric Bledsoe. Does that signify that the Milwaukee Bucks as an organization have arrived? To you?
Well, look, the Bucks have been for better part of a long time since we've been doing a show here for about 15 years or so. They haven't been a very good basketball team. You know, we had some peaks and valleys. You know, you had the Jennings in there for a minute and John Salmons, and, you know, you had some of that stuff going. But for a better part for the last 15 years long, we just haven't had good, really consistent Bucks basketball and really a transcending player like Giannis. So when you start seeing guys, and I think he took a pay cut, when you start seeing guys doing, because that's what the Packers have been doing for years, right? They've been getting guys, they're better players to take, well, everybody but Rodgers, but they've been getting everybody else, they're better guys to take deals on the cheap.
Like Randall Cobb, he had much more money on the table from the Oakland Raiders and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, right.
He came back 4 years, $40 million.
And I think Jordy Nelson did the time before they let him go to a hometown deal. So all these guys have been taking a discount to stay in Green Bay. I remember, what's the linebacker name? Number 50 a good little while ago.
A.J. Hawk?
A.J. Hawk gave money back, I believe, to stay with the Green Bay. So now you fast forward to the Milwaukee Bucks, new arena. I mean, everything is beautiful downtown, what they're doing. Facilities are just great. Guys want to be there. Now you fast forward to Bledsoe, and it feels like, I mean, we just haven't seen that out of Milwaukee. Golden State's been doing it, right, for years with the guys that they have.
Absolutely.
And now all of a sudden you have it here with Bledsoe. I just think that when you look at the Bucks, I don't know didn't Paul Gasol give some money back or some mess like that? What did he do?
Well, he got bought out, so $2.5 million back to the Spurs.
$2.5 million goes back to the Spurs. Right. I mean, we're really in a different day and age right now. I saw someone that they tweeted out last night that what's the shooter for Phoenix?
Devin Booker.
Booker. They asked Booker, why don't he come to Milwaukee? And Booker said, no, I'm not coming. But still, I mean, you look at that Phoenix game yesterday, Bucks fans everywhere. Now, I know the Brewers were out there, so you probably had some fans cross over.
A ton of fans out there. But you also have snowbirds that live in Arizona, too, just like you have them in Florida.
Bucks fans everywhere, and they were loud. Do you hear me? So, I think this is maybe a kind of what signifies a turnaround for the Bucks, but you really won't know that unless Middleton takes a pay cut.
Sparky, Pau Gasol gives back the money in a buyout to come with an opportunity to win a ring with the Milwaukee Bucks. Eric Bledsoe, a Rich Paul client, as name said, who usually Rich Paul does not want anybody signing an extension, not going to free agency. Eric Bledsoe says, you know what, man? I'm good. We're winning. I want to stay here. Has that signified something about the Bucks organization to you, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, through those brutal years of basketball?
The Eric name comments from The Athletic saying that maybe his agent realized they weren't going to get what they thought they were going to get on the open market, talking to a couple of guys within the league, and decided, to heck with it. Let's just take the best offer we can get, which might be Milwaukee at this point, who think we are worth more than we are, and take the deal. And as Eric Name pointed out, it could be the other way too, which is he just really likes it here and doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Kane Pittman tweeted out on The Fan, he asked Mirotić about his early impressions of the Bucks coaching staff. Despite only being in Milwaukee for a couple of weeks, it's safe to say he feels right at home concerning the Bucks coaching staff. This is from Kane Pittman's Twitter account. The relationship they have with the players is just terrific. They all talk to the players watching the film. It's just like family. It feels like a family. Everybody's having a great relationship with each other. Everybody is happy when somebody's having success and the chemistry is great. This team cannot have the best record if they don't have a great chemistry, the players and the coaching staff. They've just been doing a great job, and we try to do our job. That is how you arrive in the NBA. When you hear Gasol talk about publicly what Mirotić said, it felt like he hit the lottery. And Gasol was like, okay, that's old me. I'm in. I mean, that's a big statement to say that you felt like you hit the lottery. And now Gasol's here, and Gasol's going to get to experience what it's like to be on a member of this team. And when the season's done, no matter what happens, if Gasol has a positive review again of what this is all about to be in the Bucks organization, that's what you want. You want this to become like the Packers. You want it to be a gold standard of the NBA to as far as facilities, which I think they are. I think they've done a great job with that practice facility that they have over there. That's gorgeous. The arena and all the amenities that they have with the arena, I think that's outstanding. The ownership has done everything right, I think, as far as how they go about their business with players for the most part. Now, they had the blip with Larry Drew, that one right. There was the blip with Jabari Parker as far as how both sides handled that one way or the other. But for the most part, everything else, it seems, has been done pretty right on the money. And I think that's what helps put you on the map, especially when you already have a superstar player. So now guys are like, I wouldn't mind playing with Giannis, but what's the rest of the story in Milwaukee? What am I walking into if I go play with him? And hearing positive reviews from a veteran like Mirotić, hearing Gasol saying what he said, Bledsoe taking what's perceived to be a discount across the league, I would think, and staying here and saying that he doesn't want to play anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he's played on crappy teams for most of his career. He hadn't played on a bunch of winners necessarily.
No doubt.
So now here's a chance to go run with Giannis, which in comparison is like running with LeBron, right? Where you think you've got a chance to be in the hunt for a title every year.
Right. Especially at 30 years old.
Right. Why leave that and maybe put yourself for more money in a situation where you're not going to sniff a title? I think that has to be part of the reason, too, with Bledsoe. Hey, man, I can be on a winner for the next few years if I stay here. Why go to Atlanta or somewhere? I'm not saying Atlanta would be the team, but why go somewhere that doesn't have the same chance of winning a ring when I can stay here in the East, which we have a pretty good control of right now, and go forward? So, yeah, I mean, the question on the table is, Bledsoe taking less money, does that signify the Bucks have arrived? I think it's a combination of things, but I think that's probably definitely part of it.
To Port Washington, we say hello to Martinez. He's on
Martinez.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up,
man? Hey, I'm going to take y'all back in time.
Take us back.
I'm going to give you, yes, Bledsoe signing that cheap does means a lot. But also, let's go back. Okay, y'all remember times when the Bucks was bad and teams didn't take us seriously? And then we just go in there and just whoop their ass real fast.
Yep.
And they was like, oh, Bucks did that? What? See, that's what's going on now. It's reversed. See, people bringing their A game to every time whoever they play, the Bucks, has got their A game. And the Bucks is looking at the Suns like, ah, we got this. But the Suns weren't looking at the Bucks like, oh, we just going to walk in here. They were looking like, we're going to take y'all down. We want to be the one that be giving y'all your first back-to-back, which they did, and their first time losing to the same team twice. And every team we're going to play, like even Cleveland, I'm going to that game with in Cleveland on the 24th, Marcus Johnson thing. I guarantee you, even Cleveland is going to bring their A game against us because everybody wants to take down the top dogs. And I can't remember a time besides like maybe 2001, but I don't even think they was up that high in the standings in 2001. They was a good team, but they weren't like the top dogs like this. So everybody that plays them is bringing their A game. And you got to think about the Bucks are tired. They on the West Coast. They're doing what they can, but them legs got to be gone, man. And everybody's bringing it, and the Bucks trying to just win and giving up all them points ain't helping. But then when you put up more points than the other team, that takes a lot of effort too. So what they need to do, and the only time I have with the offense is Middleton, he doesn't play within the offense. Like, if you remember last night, Middleton got a rebound, and instead of just going, giving it to somebody to go to the middle or get in the paint, he dribbled backwards all the way to the side three-point line and shot up a jumper. Like, why would you do that when you could just get a two-pointer and keep the lead going? But that's one of the problems. But I also believe that the Bucks right now are here to stay because you got a good coach. Giannis, each year, go get better. I mean, his free throws is going to be fine. It's frustrating. Yes, it is. But I believe that Middleton would never score 6 points again. That was just bad. He's way better than that. I believe Bledsoe likes being coached because he used to be one of the – when he first came here, he ain't used to winning, so he just did whatever he felt like doing. Bud be on him. And he says, he's like, sometimes I see the red in Bud's eyes when he's talking to me, and I know he means business. But he also congratulates them when they do good. And that helps. So if they keep that positive mindset, even when they lose, I'm pretty sure he yelled at them last night, but it's kind of like, I'm mad at y'all, but I still love you. You know how you do your kids? Yeah. Like, I'm mad at you, but I still
tough
love
love.
You.
That's, tough love.
That's the kind of love, that's the kind of relationship they have. And I think that's why Bledsoe said, you know what, I'm staying here, man, because he cares about us as a person first, then the basketball player. And it shows a lot. And I think we got a great team and an hope. In the playoffs, just get through that first round, everything will be better for me.
No, he's right about that.
Yeah, appreciate right Martinez, yeah.
The whole Bud thing. Because guys want to stay and play with the coach that they're comfortable with. I mean, that plays a huge role. I mean, look at Leroy. Leroy took like 6, 7, 8, 9 pay cuts when he was with the Packers because he loved Mike Holmgren.
Just grinning from ear to ear over there. Leap 36. We'll ask him if the Bucks have officially arrived, if we've signified the Bucks arriving. Eric Bledsoe taking less money, Pau Gasol giving some money back. But really, we've known that Paul Roberts had arrived.
Sounds like a
with
lot
Roberts
of John Horse stuff to me.
Specialty meats with the best premium meats in the area.
No doubt about it. Winter still has its grips on us in Wisconsin, and one of the ways we survive the bitter cold, sit down at the end of the day to comfort food. Our family's dinner table, and nobody does it better than Roberts Specialty Meats. If you haven't experienced the Al Capone pork roast from Roberts, shame on you. Now it's time to enjoy this tasty combination. Boneless pork loin, beef tenderloin, bulk Italian sausage, provolone cheese, smoked ham, hard salami, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and mozzarella cheese, plus seasonings, all rolled into one flavorful feast, which can be trimmed to suit your needs. And get this, they will also make that into sausage for you, Al Capone sausage.
Oh, yeah, they got sausage.
But they also have Al Capone burgers as well that you can have.
Are those new?
I don't know how new they are, but they have. I have them in the freezer at home. You also find over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats from mild to hot, including plus gourmet burgers, delicious stuffed chicken breasts, and plenty more to satisfy your taste. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. 262-549-MEAT. For the best selection. When you visit, be sure to sample their Cherrywood Fresh Beef Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for specials and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you're going to shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
We'll get into a little bit of football conversation later on in the 4 o'clock hour, but right now, Eric Bledsoe, 4 years, $70 million. It was a little bit like a discount. Pau Gasol gave money back to come join the Bucks, as it signified the Bucks have arrived in the NBA. Next, Wendy's Big Show. Keep it locked. I was walking through the sales floor. Our man Andy Spitzer, Wendy's Big Show, we're back here.
Oh,
he's just hanging out in the office, just all by himself.
That's normal.
I walked on the floor. There's literally not
Nobody's
another
there.
Soul.
20 after 4.
But he looks great. He was chilling out in a Milwaukee Admirals hat.
We just recorded the newest version of The World According to Sparky podcast. This last Sunday, we put up the podcast involving grilling Joe Zenzola about his loss of love for Disney World.
Did you guys give him a break at all? Or did you guys just lay into him the whole time?
No, you'll have to tune in and find out. World According to Sparky podcast up at 1057fmthefan.com. We just recorded another one for this week. We reviewed the Disney Junior Dance Party that we went to go see this weekend, and new changes coming to Epcot, as it looks like they may be getting ready to redo Epcot in general. So,
really?
You want to tune in for that. That'll get posted on Sunday morning.
Okay. Now, with the World According to Sparky, do we only do Disney World, or do we Disneyland and, like, Disney Channel involved? Disney movies in there? No?
Not really movies, per se. Andy'll try and throw some Disneyland stuff in there once in a while. He likes Disneyland, too.
You guys don't do all that mess.
But we normally try to stick to Disney World as much as possible.
Okay.
And he's actually leaving to go back down to Disney World here in a couple weeks.
Hate him. So wish I was.
Next week's podcast is going to be a to-do list of adult clubs and bars that Andy has to go to on his trip.
Oh, what?
Yes.
What?
That'll be the homework for Andy.
Did you just say adult clubs?
Adult clubs.
Disney World?
Oh, yeah.
Andy's not old enough.
Andy's old enough. He'll be all right.
No, he's not.
Wait, hold on. So there are adult clubs in Disney?
Oh, yeah.
You better call
Billy Club
Jean.
Clubs. They got like a 90s club. They got all kinds of stuff down there. Right there on the Disney boardwalk, they have a bunch of new clubs and bars.
I might have to go to Disney World.
Gary, can you imagine Andy going into a club? No, I can't imagine Andy or Alex.
No,
in a
they
club.
Kill guys.
Can you imagine both going to a club together?
No.
How about Joe Zenzola?
They're good guys.
Huh?
You imagine Joe Zenzola in a club?
Hell no.
Man. I could see Joe now, because I couldn't. I mean, Joe got he's a little different.
Before, but yeah, now I can.
That's true. Now, Joe's definitely.
Mom told us about him on national radio, so she told us everything we need to know about Joe. But he's good. But Joe, the other two,
Joe's a little freak, you know.
Undercover, allegedly.
Yeah. He could come and hang out with us at Element Lounge. We're going to be out there March 22nd. Second day?
You're going to be at Element Lounge. You ain't going nowhere near that place.
Y'all boys don't go get no massages. Now.
NCAA tournament. Come watch the games with us. We'll enjoy it. It'll be a good time. We'll have a really good time. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about something in Phoenix.
Oh, Essex down in Phoenix. Yeah, you coming this year?
Hell no, cuz.
You didn't go last year either, did you?
No.
He sat out on
the I saw the pictures. I saw guys with big chains and machine guns. Dang, I ain't going nowhere near that place, cuz. I'm too old.
That's what I was saying. It was fun.
Don't do that wrong.
You're fine.
We got padded down when we went in there. It was all good.
You should wear that sweater. You'll get some glitter on it, though.
No, he can't wear that there.
Get some glitter on it and some of that wall.
Can't wear that Mr. Rogers sweater there. Scott's in Shorewood. Scott, if the Bucks arrive.
Let's see what Scott. What's up, Scott?
I just wanted to discuss and maybe find out what you guys felt about. I heard that Coach Bud was trying out new, scheme maneuvers and also lineups to see what might work going forward and kind of like prepping for the playoffs. And, and those were the teams to do it on, wouldn't you guys think?
That's a good point.
I would agree. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if you want to, especially with Paul Gasol, thanks for the phone call. Really appreciate it. I love our callers. What Gasol, now he has to talk, and we just had Eric Namo from The Athletic, too. And he talked about that, about shuffling minutes around. Because DJ Connaughton was getting a bunch of minutes. So Paul Gasol's going to cut into that. DJ may cut into that. Ersan was getting some good minutes. Ersan been playing hard. I don't know if you've been noticing.
Yeah, he's an energy guy.
He's playing hard. He don't mind falling down. But I do say this, though, Steve. You know the number one flopper was Vlade Divac for the Lakers. He just fouled. And used to get those calls.
Ersan not running Sacramento.
So for a guy that got hit in the nose area and had a problem, you'd think he'd be a little bit more passive.
He's broke his nose like a million times.
Like 900,000 times.
He's a champion.
Well, every time
he
breaks, he gets cuter.
Well, that's what happens when you live in Turkey. Like, you all,
hey man,
they were taking charges since he was like 5 years old.
So you're saying this is a childhood thing?
Oh, he's been breaking that nose since he was a kid.
All right, though.
It could be like, you know, like freak accidents that happen.
There were a
like
lot of
that.
Freak accidents happen.
Yeah, because I know one of my a good friend of mine, his shoulder would just pop out every time he would make a tackle.
Well, Katie's
it would just
like
pop out, and you he did something to it. The coach would do it, and
that's
it,
your boy.
He would go ahead and do that.
That's your boy right now.
Who?
King.
Yeah.
That's why he can't stay
keep
on the
it
field.
Stable. But man, I just appreciate Ersan. Man, he goes for loose balls, and I hope it don't cut into his minutes. But he needs to. Booten needs to get that second lineup
Billy
ready.
Silva's going to play. He's a Booten Holzer guy.
No doubt.
Booten Holzer had him
in
Atlanta.
He's in that first seven, eight. See, that's what you got. And the caller's right, though. Now's the time to figure all that out. Mm-hmm. So the caller kind of agrees with me. There's nothing to see here. It's just a loss. Keep it moving, man. Y'all
wrong,
put
man.
Too much on that. Man, come on, man. It's number one team in the league. Y'all like to go win every game. Stop it.
He's got a lot of wedding planning doing, man.
He lost one game on the West Coast,
two games. Y'all freaking so.
Trail's on the north side.
He's
next on the fan. Hi, Trail.
What's up, T?
What's up,
Trail?
What's going on with you, gentlemen? How y'all
doing?
What's
up, my brother?
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing much, man. You know, I think they have arrived. I think Coach Bud, man, he has created a culture, chemistry, and cohesion within this organization. You could tell, if you guys recall, his comments about Eric Bledsoe after the Houston Rocket game. He said that he kind of trusted Bled. He said, I trusted Bled to do what he was going to do on the defensive side. When I heard him say that, I said he has built a relationship with Bledsoe. And I think that's something that Bledsoe really likes. He wants to be coached. I think he trusts Budenholzer, and it's proven. They got the best record in the league right now. And I think Bledsoe liked playing with Giannis, too. What the Bucks should do, I would not be in a rush to sign Middleton. I think you bring Brogdon back. He's a restricted free agent. But I'm sorry. I'm going to see if I can get Kevin Durant. He don't like the media. He don't like the media. So come on to the smallest market down here.
You got a good point come there on. Now.
Come on down here. You love Giannis. You've been drooling over Giannis for the last couple of years, talking about he could be the greatest ever and all this. Come on over here and play with Giannis. See if we can help you out, Mr. Durant. Get a couple championships out of here. You know what I mean? So, I put my feet in that water and see. Or even if I can get another guy, you know, I don't want Jimmy Butler. I was going to say him. I don't want him. I don't know what other wing player you can get, but I'm just not comfortable giving Chris Middleton $32-33 million. I've seen enough of his resume here, and that contract will become an albatross around this franchise.
Well, it could be. It could be.
No doubt. Thanks for your phone call.
You know what? I'm going to give him – I want to see him through the playoffs.
Middleton?
I had already said give him the money. I mean, I'm already on record with that. But he could change my mind. He really could.
Well, I'm gonna tell you,
if he gives you these two games like he just gave you, and they're, you know, he's gonna struggle, and I get that. But if you're talking about doing what these guys, it's, for him, it's all about the playoffs. That's where he's gonna make his money. He's gonna make it or lose it.
Sparky, you've been covering this team for a long time. Felt like there has been a trust between players and a coach like there is now with Budenholzer?
No. No.
But yeah, there was.
No, this is at a whole different level.
Oh,
and it's
no,
not
Steve.
Just him, it's the coaching staff too. Like,
no, Steve, your boy, they had that now for a minute.
Who?
The cat, man.
Kid?
No.
The brother?
Larry Krystowiak?
No.
Terry Stotts?
No.
Terry Porter?
No.
See all the crap we've been through?
Larry Drew?
No.
Yeah, just a bunch of garbage.
Now, what's your boy name?
George Carl?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they like George Carl, man.
They did nothing but fight. They were going to kill each other.
But that was George's thing, though. That was George's thing.
Kill each other. How can you say such a thing?
But that was George's thing. All
George, everybody on this roster wants to kill Budenholzer?
Yeah, but that was George's thing, man. They all love George, man.
Now, Ray Allen did.
Ray Allen did.
Oh, Chris Middleton after the next game.
Ray Allen did.
No, I definitely don't think. George Carl led teams. I don't care. Pick one. Seattle, Denver, Milwaukee. Those guys never loved George Carl. Couple of them may have. Not the whole team like this. This whole team's down with Budenholzer.
Steven Jackson did.
Yeah. But you talk about you know, George Karl teams, that's not necessarily the case. Like Phil Jackson teams, I think genuinely most of those guys, if not all those guys, probably dug and were good with him for the most part as far as how he coached. Popovich, I don't know. I think earlier in Popovich's career was probably that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that same way now as we saw the Kawhi Leonard fiasco that happened in San Antonio.
Pat Riley,
yeah. Guys probably enjoyed playing for Pat Riley. That's another one. But Budenholzer, I mean, we're putting him in categories with Hall of Fame type coaches right now, Budenholzer. But it does appear that these guys are all digging Budenholzer and his staff. Mm-hmm. Because remember, it's his staff that he brought from Atlanta with him.
It's Darvin hard.
Harbin Ham and everybody.
It's hard not to include him there when he right now is in line to win his second coach of the year.
Yep.
I mean, that's an impressive stat in itself.
And then they normally get fired.
Jacob's on the south side. He's next to the fan. Hey, Jacob.
That's what it is.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Jacob?
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. First things first, Leroy, I got to sing the praises a little bit. For the second year in a row, you met my wife at the Friends of Autism bowling event the other day. You were in the lane next door. You took pictures with her. You signed for my son. I think you even tried calling me on the phone to say what's up, and I was away from my phone or whatever, but I was home watching my other two kids, so, I just appreciate you being, what do you say, you keep it 100, you're somebody that keeps it 100, man, I totally appreciate that.
Thanks, I appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir. First thing, I got to address the last caller, I think that was Trell, he said Kevin Durant, like, it's not that Kevin Durant, it's not that he doesn't like the media. He doesn't like being in Golden State where they don't, like, he's not the man there. Steph Curry's the man there. He doesn't like that. So he ain't going to come here because he ain't going to be the man here either.
Right.
He's going to be Giannis. True. Giannis is, you know, he's everybody's boy. He's everybody's number one. So I think it's a done deal. Him and Kyrie are going to New York together. He's going to be the man there. Kyrie's more comfortable being a number two guy. So, if he truly is afraid of the media or doesn't like the media, I don't think he's going to like it there. But that's where I think he ends up. But I do think that we have arrived. I think the Gasol signing on the court means next to nothing. I mean, he's barely going to play. And if he is playing, I don't think that's a good sign.
Leroy, did you talk to this guy yesterday?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
didn't.
No, he just called us and tell us Leroy's an awesome dude.
No, because it's the same thing Leroy said yesterday. Steve,
he talked to his wife obviously at the bowling event.
I don't blame you for talking to my wife, man.
Verbatim what Leroy said yesterday. You talked to Jacob yesterday at the bowling alley.
No, but I did say exactly what you said about Paul. Because Steve was running down the hall all excited. I didn't want to bust his bubble, but
here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, the Gasol thing. I said on the court, it's not going to mean anything. But you got to take a step back and look at this thing because. This is the time of year when these guys get bought out, they get released, and there's two things. They either want to sign on somewhere where they can play a little bit, show they're still worth something, and get that last bit of money, which is what happened last year with Ersan, and unfortunately we were the ones to bite on that. Or they want to just go to the place that's the easiest bet to get them a ring. So Gasol had his pick of the litter, I'm guessing. He probably could have gone to Golden State. He probably could have gone to Philly where he probably would be playing, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes a game there. And he chose us because, you know, part of it is the Mirotić factor. But I also think he looked at everything being what it is right now. This is his best chance to win a title. I certainly think he could have gone to Golden State because they just signed Bogut, who, you know, last time he was on an NBA court, he broke his leg, and that was like 2 years ago. So clearly they were looking for big man depth, but he picked us. That's huge just for the perception. So, again, on the court means next to nothing, but as far as the perception of our franchise, huge.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks Jacob.
Call.
And that is one of the things where sparky perception sometimes can be reality, and maybe the reality is that the Bucks organization really is right now one of the tops in the league.
Sounds like John Horst is the best GM in the state to me.
I think what
or Peter Fagan's the best president.
Man, that wasn't the question, sir. Go ahead, Steve.
I think really at this point, you're going to find out really what this organization's all about come summertime, really.
That's true.
I mean, you get through the postseason, then let's see how the chips fall with who's here, who's not here, who comes here that you wouldn't have thought was going to come here, how this roster looks going into next year. Right now, this is a pretty deep roster. Will it be as deep next year throughout the entire basketball season? That's what we really have to wait and see. We'll get to a sports flash, right?
Yep.
A Sporting News just tweeted out, these four teams still considering signing Gio Gonzalez,
Brewers, Giants, Padres, Athletics.
Come on.
Brewers, Giants, Padres, Why? Athletics, according to Sporting News.
There's no reason.
Still considering signing Gio Gonzalez.
I really like it, though, when the Bucks win, because then I can get food.
At Wendy's.
It's amazing. It's maybe, the best situation that you could possibly have.
And maybe I jinxed him yesterday saying they were going to whoop Phoenix last night, so I could have very well been my fault.
Changed my lunch plans.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's. Buy yourself a medium drink, and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. You can only do this when the Bucks win. They've won a lot this year. So when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
The NFL franchise tagged players. That deadline is coming past. We'll tell you the availables next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, and intern Mother Plucker on the other side.
Pluck!
Of the glass, producing the show today, doing a great job as always. And you at 414-799-1250, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. The franchise tender deadline has come and passed, guys. In the NFL, we have six players that are going to be on franchise tender one-year deals once they sign them. And, well, five of them are defensive pass rushers. The Atlanta Falcons using theirs on a defensive tackle, Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett's franchise tag will be $15.2 million as a defensive tackle. DeMarcus Lawrence of the Dallas Cowboys and defensive end Frank Clark of the Seattle Seahawks will be making just north of $17 million.
Mm.
Jadeveon Clowney and Dee Ford, both outside linebacker, pass rusher, linebacker types, they will be making just over $15 million. And the final franchised player for the
shocking.
San Francisco
shocking.
49ers,
shocking.
Making just under $5 million, $4.971.
That's amazing.
To be exact, to kick the football is Robbie Gould.
Man, come on.
So here are the top players scheduled to hit the open market next Wednesday. Le'Veon Bell, Nick Foles, Earl Thomas, C.J. Mosley, Trey Flowers, defensive end, Landon Collins, Tyrann Mathieu, Trent Brown, offensive tackle, Sheldon Richardson, and now Eric Weddle just got cut by the Ravens safety. He's 34.
Wait till this weekend, Steve.
I like Eric Weddle.
Grow larger.
And it's just going to continue to grow.
Yes. Yes.
So this isn't when you believe that most players are going to be out here?
Yeah, because what you're seeing right now is it just feels like a lot of teams have been burned by free agents and older guys with big contracts.
The long term deals, you're right, Gary.
It feels like a lot of teams don't want to give out that money anymore. Mm-hmm. They'd rather invest in younger guys. Now, most certainly the Rams last year hit a home run on just about everything they touched, but that's a rarity in today's NFL.
Again, I would say this to say that. Dee Ford coaches here, okay? So they went out and tried to get Corey Fuller, the cornerback in Chicago. Chicago was like, no, stop it. We're going to match. Okay, great. They were in conversation with Khalil Mack up until Chicago came in, had better assets. I get that. They want to get a big-name pass rusher in free agency so they can just tinker with wide receivers, safety, offensive line in the draft. But they're going to have to give those picks up. But you can tell Andy Reid, Andy, look, I know you don't want to keep D4 because you don't want this big cap number because you're going to have to pay the quarterback down the line. You got to pay number 10 down the line. You got to pay Travis Kelce.
And they're going to a 4-3.
Yeah, right. You got to do all that stuff. Okay, right. Let me give you this, this, and this. Move D forward. We can keep our first round. I can still build. Other than that, like Clowney, somebody can say, hey, listen, we don't want to give you two first-round picks. We just want to give you like a first and a third. You can negotiate. I expect for Clowney to be moved as a trade and Ford to be moved as a trade. Now, Landon Collins, look at God. He's going to get a bunch of money because Earl Thomas still kind of hurt. So he's really the top safety, really, to be honest with you.
And Landon Collins also coming off a shoulder injury where it was dislocated and only played, I believe, seven games last year.
Good for him. He's healthy.
So he's coming off a little bit
he'll be
fresher.
Fine.
Landon Collins or C.J. Mosley, Sparky, who would you rather have?
C.J. Mosley. Because there's a million safeties out there right now. Mm-hmm. I can get safeties on the cheap.
I don't need to spend a ton of money on Landon Collins at this point. I'll just get me C.J. Mosley. I can play him inside. I can play him outside. I can play him wherever I want at this point, wherever I have a need. Right. For me, C.J. Mosley's my guy. That's who I'm going to go try and get. And then, you know, Eric Weddle, 34, get him on a one-year deal. Whatever. Go. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You can get Trey Boston. You can get a lot of these guys cheaper than what it's going to cost you to get Landon Collins. Now, listen, Landon Collins is a guy that's going to go up, help stuff the run, blitz quarterback. That's what he's going to be. He ain't no center fielder. That's not what this dude is. Okay? But he's going to go up the line, and he's going to cause some havoc. So you can go that way, too, as long as you feel like you've got somebody, like Tremont Williams or somebody else, to sit there and play center field at the other safety position. Mm-hmm. But for me, give me C.J. Mosley all day long over Landon Collins. And I like Landon Collins, but because there's a million safeties, I don't need it. I don't need to spend all that money on safety.
C.J. Mosley, because for me, the secret agent will be back, but you can put him in that defense now. You can do a lot of things with Martinez, especially if you get 97 and 76 back up front with Dean Lowry as your swing guy. I don't know about Montrevious Adams. I mean, he's poured on towards the end. But that solidifies your middle all day long for the next 4 years. Now, it's going to cost you some money now. It ain't going to cost you draft picks, but it's going to cost you some money. I mean, it's one of these $50 million guarantee types. And you got to be able to swallow that one.
And it does also appear that the Baltimore Ravens are looking to try to extend C.J. Mosley, that they'll still try to bring him back, even though they did not franchise tag him. But Gary, if it's Landon Collins for you, a three-time Pro Bowler at safety, a multiple-time Pro Bowler in C.J. Mosley at the inside backer spot, who should the Packers be looking for?
They need a safety more than they need a backer, inside backer.
God, this guy has no nut by football.
At this point, they have no safeties right now. None. I mean, I like, and Leroy does too. He loves Blake Martinez.
They need two safeties. You're right.
And he loves the secret agent. Leroy.
He loves Jake Ryan more than I think anybody
on America. He went on a cruise with Blake Martinez.
That's my guy.
And that's his buddy, and he calls him to the show. Funny. They talk about the baby and the wife and all that. So there's no way Leroy Butler is saying that we should go replace Blake Martinez. There's no way Leroy's doing that. And he loves the secret agent. I mean, the secret agent. That's how you secret agent.
He's been out. He's been hurt.
Yeah, secret agent.
He likes him, I think, more than Jake Ryan's mother.
Jake Ryan's a good dude, man. So no way Leroy is speaking against that. No way he is. He's not doing that. No, he's not doing it. Not doing it. So I know he's on board with that. So he's been talking about 29. Not his name, just the 29. Gary, 21's better than 29 right now. And he's talking about Ha Ha Clinton Dix, of course, 21 and 29. Yeah. And so, I mean, really, they're just both safeties right now.
In limbo.
They got at least an inside backer. I got three guys. And Owen Burke, I believe it was.
Owen Burke, yeah.
So they got three guys.
Yeah, you make
guys.
A great point.
They got three guys.
C.J. Mosley just has a grown man.
They got nothing in the back end. Bro.
Nathan Jones.
See, that's the thing. It surprises me that you would say that you wouldn't rather go after a top flight safety.
Yeah. Again, C.J. Mosley, a guy that I wanted him out of the draft.
Well, he's game.
They won.
Could the Packers have
had him? I don't know. I think they could have.
He's most definitely game.
Could they have had him? Steve, where did he go in the first round?
Like, I don't remember.
Mentally. I think they could have had him. I really liked him. On a nasty defense like they did in Baltimore, he was just so good. And he would just really help everything.
He went 17 overall in the 2014 draft. The Packers had the 21st pick in that draft. They take Ha Ha Clinton Dix, his teammate from Alabama.
There you go.
And everybody loved the pick.
Yeah, everybody loved that pick.
Yeah, you need to say, like Gary said now, and Gary's right. I love it. I can flip-flop. Safeties right now is bad shape.
And D Ford was taken 23 in that draft.
Don't bring that up.
Just behind the Green Bay Packers.
Hey, man, behind Ha Ha, right?
That guy was amazing in Auburn. Amazing. Amazing.
It went Brandon Cooks 20, Ha Ha Clindix 21.
I'm just saying this. I had no problem, even now today, even what D Ford has done, I had no problem the Packers taking Ha Ha.
No, because they needed a safety. Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Standing ovation.
Still have no problem with that.
It was a great pick.
Still have no problem.
It was one of the few drafts where Ted Thompson picked the one that people wanted.
Exactly.
He's a Pro Bowler.
You guys weren't
second year.
You guys weren't mad that they didn't take Johnny Manziel at 22 instead?
Stop it.
That would have been amazing. Sparky, tell us about Harry's Razors.
Harry's Razors. Well, what do you need to know? Let me tell you first, tell you that it is the best razor you're going to find on the market. That's number one. Having used the electric razor and other razors, this is by far the best. Nice, close, smooth shave. You will absolutely love it. 10 million other people agree with me that Harry's is the best. You can get yourself a 5-blade razor from listening to the show, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y.
I like the weight of it. You know, like the weight of it.
Of the handle?
That's a big difference.
Joy, use the word big Sparky difference. At Harry's.com. Now, Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. So they fixed it by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. Harry's has bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for over 95 years. All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, and you will, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund, which you will not need. We're talking about spending $3, for God's sakes. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. And that means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer, and let them know I sent you to help support The Big Show. What are you shaking your head over?
This 2014 draft, 13 of the first 17 picks, all Pro Bowlers.
Amazing.
The four that weren't, Greg Robinson, the second pick, Blake Bortles, the third pick, Sammy Watkins, the fourth, and Justin Gilbert, the eighth, who I believe is also now out of football. That is
cornerback.
Thick. Yep. This had Odell Beckham Jr., Ebron, Lawan, Aaron Donald, Ryan Shazier, Zach Martin, CJ Mosley. Who? Wow. That was talent. If Packers have a chance like that at 12, they are going to end up with a prime time player. Mm-hmm. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane we bring to you next. We do it every single day here on the Wendy's Big Show, the 5 o'clock hour. We reset the big topics on today's show, give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. The right lane today was last night's 114-105 loss in Phoenix, a big deal to you. The center lane, who is the best general manager in the state of Wisconsin right now? Brian Gutekunst, David Stearns, as well as John Horst.
John's your Horst, three... man. What are you talking about? It's John Horst. We settled that.
And the left lane is Eric Bledsoe taking less money on a 4-year, $70 million contract. Signify that the Milwaukee Bucks have arrived to you. Wendy's Big Show, back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.